Blog Talk Radio. along with Minister Brandon Kaiser, Minister Sheila Kaiser, and myself, your host, Minister Sylvia Kaiser. We would like to say we are here bringing on different men and women of God that will bring the word to you in an awesome way that you will be able to say, not only did you hear it, but they told you where to look it up and you read it for yourself. You can also listen to the archives and go back to hear it again if you feel that you have missed anything. So I'm going to ask everyone that's listening on tonight, if you will please mute your phone, not unless you are touching and agreeing with the speaker or you are making a comment or remark when the time has come for you to speak into the man or woman of God's life, whoever the speaker is. And we would just like to say to you, you are more than welcome to speak when called upon. So again, thank you, thank you. And I hope you all are in a warm place. If you're at work, I understand that you can't always close your eyes and join in with prayer, or you cannot listen in a way that you can make a remark. But thank you anyway for taking a time out listening to the program on this Monday night. I would like to say we're going to take this chance right now to touch and agree in prayer before the woman of God will come on and speak on tonight. She will be calling in a little bit, because I'm just going to go and tell you it is Dr. Serena Wright. And you know, when you are a doctor, she's a medical doctor. When you are a doctor, sometimes you have to take on your patient care and deal with that. So we're just going to do what God have us to do and say what God have us to say until the woman of God let us know that she's on the line. So would you all touch and agree with me right now in prayer? Father God, we come to you on this night saying thank you. Thank you for another day. Thank you for allowing us to still be on this side of the dirt in the land of the living. We thank you for giving us a chance to be able to come to you and say, Father God, forgive us of every sin willingly, every sin knowingly, even God, the sins we didn't even know that they were sins, or sins that we weren't even aware that we were committing, whether it was in our mind, in our heart, or coming across our lips, God, forgive us. And just at this point, God, let us know that we can talk to you and come to you as your children and being obedient with saying, God, I want to be saved. I want to be sanctified. I want to be holy and I want to be clean. God, if you help me get out the way, that you get in the way, that you may be victorious. You will get all the glory, all the praise, and all the honor out of my life, out of what I'm doing within my life. And when people see me, God, they'll see something different because they will be seeing you instead of me. God, I will ask you to pray for our, I'm sorry, not pray for our, God, we ask you to keep, deliver, and just bring forth the best in our family, our children, our sisters, our brothers, our husbands, our wives, our aunties, our uncles, our cousins, even God and our friends. God, we ask you to just bless us at our job, God. We ask you to just touch everyone that's in their car right now that's having car problems, whether they're having problems or not, God. Just touch and keep them. Let them make it to their destination without any harm, either danger, death, or accidents. God, we just ask you to cover us on tonight, because I know here in Chicago, these streets are nasty. They're ugly, God, and we just ask you to cover us. Cover our presidents. Cover our neighborhoods. Cover our children going to and from school, or just going to any place they're at, God. Cover us in our sleep. Cover us when we walk, God. Cover us in the house. God, just cover us through every day, whatever we're doing in life. God, just cover us. Keep our minds stayed on you, Lord, so we can stay in perfect peace. In Jesus' name, I pray these things to come forth and pray these things are happening in our life. Amen. So on tonight, like I said, the woman of God is Dr. Serena Wright, that will be coming to us with the word of God on tonight. This woman, I tell you, loves the Lord with her whole heart. And one thing I do know, that not only does her career allow her and to show and allow her to love you in the love of diagnosing your problems, giving you the prognosis, and giving you the right treatment, but she's also giving you the other best part of life, which is the first part. Before there, we were able to go to the doctor on a regular basis, before we had insurance, and before we had doctor appointments and were able to, we had to go to the Lord. We were taught to get on our knees in prayer. We were taught to lay out before God. We were taught to get in front of God with a whole heart and ask him to heal us from the inside out. And that's one thing I do know, that before the woman of God gives you a prescription, she will first write down to seek ye first the kingdom of God. She will first tell you to go to the word. She will first tell you to go to God. She will first tell you that God is the answer. And then if you don't definitely feel that that's enough for you and you want to see the doctor, she will give you the second opinion, because the first opinion is coming from God. That's one thing I do know that Dr. Wright will do. So I don't know if she's on the line yet, but she says she will be calling in shortly. But I just want to say to those that's listening, I want you all to know that I always have a statement that says family first. And a lot of times we forget and we get caught up in our feelings and what we think and what we say and how we feel. And a lot of times we have to just say, even if it don't go the way we want it to go or the way it should go, we have to remember, no matter what happens, God is God. Only God can change things. Only God is able to change things. And only God is willing to love us through the mess. Apostle Sandra Thomas taught us years ago, and I love the fact that Apostle Elect Cecilia Kaiser put it on her Facebook page. She taught us years ago that we can love the hell out of people. But at the same time, we're loving the hell out of people. We have to get ourselves in a place and in a state of mind that we would ask God to teach us how to not just love the hell out of people, but to want to love people. Want to love them in a way that when we say enough is enough, that we don't get so caught up. We say, okay, I don't have no place or time for you in my life. But sometimes we have to love people from a distance. Sometimes we have to love people away from them, because a lot of times people get in a place where they don't want to hear. You know, I know I once had a young lady say to me, do everything come out your mouth got to be about church? And basically my answer to her was, well, if it's not about church, it's going to be about God. Because I don't want to sit here and play no games with you, because I once told a friend, I said, I'm so glad. I said, I don't even want to lie. I said, because, girl, I ain't got time to try to remember what lie I told you. That's like I told a friend one time, I don't steal. I don't want to steal because I don't want to get in front of somebody's house or somebody's family or a person, period, and try to remember, did I steal something for them? That takes up too much time. So if I just stay before God and ask God to keep my hands and my mind clean, that, and I want to be able to say, God, keep my hands and my mind clean, I don't have to worry about did I do something to you wrong, because I'm always trying to stay in a place of prayer where I'm praying for myself as well as I'm praying for you, you know, or I'm praying for someone else. But I just want to say, I'm asking God to just give his people a mind to just want to be like him and not like everyone else. Want to be like him and don't worry what everybody else thinks. Because I'd rather be the one in the crowd that they say, leave her alone because she ain't going like that, or she don't think like that, or she ain't going to run with us. I'd rather be that one than to be the one they say, well, she was over there with them, so lock her up to or charge her to or know that she's a part of it. So I'd rather always be that other one. You know how they say, we was growing up, our parents was holy rollers. But I thought that it was okay to be that other one where your mama was a holy roller instead of your mama in the club being the roller. But it wasn't a holy, it was the other kind of roller they called them. So I'm saying all that to just say, let's keep family first. Let's stay before God, ask God to keep our hearts clean and want to pray for our family, even when we feel that they did us wrong. Let's keep it real. Sometimes we can feel like people have did us wrong, and we don't want to pray for them no more. But I'm going to take a break right there and just see. Dr. Wright, are you on the line?
I'm on the line.
Yes. Thank you for being a part of the ministry tonight and staying faithful to us. So I'm going to just give it to you at this time, and I'm going to let everybody know we have Dr. Wright on the line that she will bring in the word forth. So let's please welcome Dr. Wright in our hearts with a warm welcome. Dr. Wright, it's in your hands.
Thank you so much, Minister Kaiser. Thank you for all that you do and all of those ministers that have committed themselves to Blog Talk. God, let me understand this bit of insight that Blog Talk has an internet address that starts with www. And he impressed upon my heart that, don't you understand, because I was actually giving the internet address to someone, and God expounded this insight to me. He said, Serena, don't you understand that www means the whole wide world? It means the world wide web, the worldwide connector. Hallelujah. Glory to God. So for you all that have committed yourself to this worldwide connection and make this available for God's people, those that he has called for this season to share what insight and what revelation he has given, then I bless you and ask that God's increase be your portion in the name of Jesus. I know that I am reading some of Paul and some of Peter's divine revelations. I think that God is saying that we need to write those books. That wasn't what I came on to say, but you need to write those books, because that insight that someone gave you is going to set someone else free. That experience, that testimony, it won't be included in the Bible because the Bible's already done. But how many people know that no matter what technology comes and goes, we still have books to read? We might be reading them on Kindle. We might be listening to them and reading along. But we are still gaining information from the insight of others. So go ahead and write that book. Don't let somebody tell you that's an insignificant testimony. If it's in your heart to write it, pen it, leave it in the earth. Let them know that you were here and this is what God did for me. Leave that trail. You blazed it. Let someone else walk in it. Write that book. Write it. We need it. We need to hear it. We need to know how you got out, how you got from under. You're telling me this and that. I want you to lay it out for me in a step-by-step fashion as best as the Spirit of the Lord will allow you. Write that book. Write it, pen it, leave it, publish it, leave it on blog, leave it, blog it, put it down, leave it somewhere so that someone else can go back and reference how wonderful God has been. That's your footprint in the testimony of God's wonderfulness. Leave it here. Write that book. So we are going on to say thank God for those ministers that have committed themselves to this platform. Let me tell you something. I'm telling you all, it's burning. It's making heat come up in the middle of my belly. Write that book. Don't let somebody tell you your life is insignificant. Your footprint is, it doesn't matter. That you, when your foot was as deep in the sand as you could get it, and the Spirit of the Lord left you out, don't you let somebody tell you that doesn't matter. Write it. Write it. We need to know. We need it. There needs to be a footprint of God throughout history and how he's been exactly who he said he was. Write it. Write it down. Hallelujah. Glory to God. If you need to, put it in tape and have someone else write it. Get a ghostwriter. I'm telling you, write it. Write that book. There is you that I'm talking to. Hallelujah. I'm talking to you. Write it. We need you to write it. We need to be able to go back and read it. Hallelujah. As your life moves on and your success moves on and your greatness goes greater, we need to remember when it wasn't like that. Write your book. Write it. Write it. Write it. Write down what happened. Let the people of God know that God is still a miracle worker. He's still a soul saver. He's still a pit rescuer. Write that book. Hallelujah. Glory to the Lamb of God. We just thank God for you and for all of those that power this platform. We are always ready to say that we are not the only non-compromising place to find the truth and the revelation of the gospel, but we're definitely one of them. And we thank God for Apostle Elect, Minister Kaiser, Minister Brandon, and all those that contribute to what is going out to the whole wide world. If you would continue, as I give this shameless plug, I'm always going to bless you with the information that the fountain of living waters cannot be stopped. The vision was laid by the obedience of the vessel of God to the Holy Spirit, and those things that God has started, I haven't seen a man that could stop them. That's my version of the Bible. It said, "For if God be for you, hallelujah, he is more than the whole wide world if it would stand against you. He and you are the majority." And this foundation has been laid. It's an apostolic and a prophetic foundation laid in truth and sincerity to that is integral concerning the word of God. And we are on the unstoppable track. The kingdom is advancing, and we are doing exactly what God is instructing us to the best of our ability under the powerful leadership of Apostle Sandra Thomas. She is a woman of faith, a woman of God, a woman to be honored. Hallelujah. I love it. Glory to God. And we thank God for her. Many of us that have been birthed from her ministry, from her mantle, are so grateful for what God allowed her to pour into us, how her relentlessness was there to lead us out of darkness into the wonderful light. And so we're still doing it. And Apostle Sandra Thomas is ministering now on Facebook Live at 8:30 a.m. in the morning on Sunday. So for some of you all that, although I would always encourage you to go ahead and start walking towards the Midwest, those of you all that for whatever reason decided to stay in your state, you can still catch the Woman of God on Facebook Live at 8:30 a.m. on Sunday morning. And so I encourage you to do just that. Even if you have to get up at 4, get ready for church so that you won't be late because you want to watch Apostle Thomas at 8:30. I told you it would be shameless and that I was going to plug the ministry. I'm telling you, you want to hear what she is saying, what she is releasing. You want to hear what a miracle sounds like. You want to hear what the supernatural grace of God has left in the earth to defy that is darkness. I'm telling you, you want to be up and ready and dressed to lift your hands and praise the Lord at 8:30 a.m. on Facebook Live, because the Woman of God releases that is oily and authoritative from the King's heart for the people of God. Do that for yourself. Do yourself that favor and go ahead and be prepared to listen at 8. Did I say 8:30 on Facebook Live? I'm just kidding. Yes, go ahead and do that for yourself. Go ahead and set your timers, because it is happening through the messenger of Apostle Sandra Thomas, and we are so grateful for her. Without any further ado, we thank God for Pastor Troy Thomas, the pastor of the Fountain of Living Waters Church, a powerful man of God who does not lie about what God is saying. He said, "I'm telling you, if I tell you God said it, God said it." And I've never seen that not be the case. There, this man of God was raised and reared under the integrity of the things of God, and he has a wonderful mantle, several giftings, and an outstanding calling on his life. And we love Pastor Troy Thomas, the pastor of the Fountain of Living Waters Church. And so if you would turn with me to Matthew chapter 1, we're going to go right into the Word of God. It's going to be a wonderful time. If you would turn with me to Matthew chapter 1, we're going to have an incredible time sharing what God has given us, and we are not going to be much longer than when the Spirit of the Lord is done. And so I am reading out of the Amplified Bible. I am reading out of the Amplified Bible, Matthew chapter 1. And so what we're going to do is start in verse 17, because verse 1 through 16 are the lineage of Jesus. It talks about the book of the ancestry or the genealogy of Jesus Christ. We're reading in Matthew chapter 1. I'm reading from the Amplified Bible. But if you look down in verse 17, so all the generations from Abraham to David are 14. From David to the Babylonian exile or the deportation, 14 generations. From the Babylonian exile to the Christ, 14 generations. Now, the birth of Jesus Christ took place under these circumstances. And when his mother Mary had been promised in marriage to Joseph, before they came together, she was found to be pregnant through the power of the Holy Spirit. And it goes on to explain how Joseph, being a just and an upright man, not willing to expose her, he had decided to dismiss her quietly and secretly. But as he was thinking it over, the angel of the Lord appeared to him in a dream. And so it goes on to talk about how the angel told Joseph that she will bear a son. You'll call his name Jesus. He'll save his people from their sins, prevent them from failing and missing the true essence and scope of life, which is God. And verse 22 says, all of this took place that it might be fulfilled, which the Lord has spoken through the prophet. It says, all of this took place that it might be fulfilled, which the Lord has spoken through the prophet. And so to bring this to a quick beginning, let me say this. When we had shared about this before, was predestined and pre-called by God to be the father of something amazing that was going to happen in Mary. He was called to be the father of something amazing that was going to happen in Mary. And so it says that these were the circumstances under which this is the birth of Jesus. And so right now in this social media age, we were talking about how people will say, what's your relationship status? And they'll say, oh, it's complicated, because see, there's so many circumstances surrounding this. And that's kind of what the scripture was kind of saying. Let me just kind of put the backdrop of what was happening, because it was kind of some circumstances. See, there was a girl, her name was Mary, she was a virgin, and she was pregnant by the Holy Spirit. And so then it goes on to try to explain those circumstances. And it goes on to talk about how Joseph was prepared because of his integrity and his character. You see, he was promised to be married to her, but in his time, a promise to be married was only a ritualistic tradition before you were actually married. There was very few times where you were promised to be married and were not married. And so the scripture will illuminate how Joseph's integrity was in front of him and kind of points to the kind of person you need to partner with when you're about to give birth to something radical and life-changing, when you're about to give birth to something that the world has never seen, when you're about to give birth to something that's going to change the game, then you need to make sure you're partnering with a Joseph. Hallelujah. Then you need to make sure you're partnering with a Joseph, because you need somebody with integrity, somebody that's just and upright, somebody that even when you look as wrong could be, they're still not willing to shame and disgrace you and embarrass you. They're willing to take the embarrassment for you, because we have talked about that even though we know that the story ends happily ever after, at the time, Joseph was embarrassed and ashamed also. Joseph had to go and explain to his best friend that his fiance wasn't a harlot like she might seem. That was embarrassment on him as well. There was something where Joseph, if you go with me, could have doubted himself, and how could he have picked someone that had such low integrity? He was embarrassed too. But even with all of the possibility of him being embarrassed also, he was willing to go ahead and put her away quietly, to let her maintain some dignity. Don't you know that that's a level of character, the character that shows up when no one's watching, the character that shows up when the person looks like they betrayed you and hurt you as deeply as they could, that person still decides to maintain their own posture of character. Don't you know that character doesn't show up until it gets under fire? Hallelujah. Real integrity doesn't show up until you could have stolen it. Real integrity doesn't show up until you could have embarrassed them. Real integrity doesn't show up until you're ready to keep it quiet when you know you are being wronged. And so the Bible talks about Joseph having a just and an upright character. And what I'm trying to get around to as best I can is that there is somebody that the Spirit of the Lord wanted me to share this with, and I've been sharing it every opportunity I get, that just like Mary, you've been found pregnant in 2018. That means you will not still be pregnant in 2019. So you've got to be very careful that anybody you bring into your personal space, anybody you invite into your life, is a promised person, somebody that God has put their stamp of approval on, somebody whose character can be tried by fire. It goes on to say that the angel visited Joseph. He visited him in his sleep. And he didn't say that Joseph called it the devil. Joseph didn't think it was a psychic. Joseph didn't turn to the spiritual channel. Joseph didn't turn to a New Age book. But he knew the Spirit of the Lord was talking to him. He listened, that he took instruction from the angel. And the angel began to explain to Joseph what was going on with his fiance and why it looked the way it looked. And that this had happened. Verse 22, it says, all this took place that it might be fulfilled which the Lord had spoken through the prophet. Hallelujah. And so I'm telling you, even you proverbial Mary, sister Mary or brother Mary, you're about to give birth to that thing that's been spoken by the prophet. All of those things that happened. I came here tonight to answer this question. For those of you that have been found pregnant in 2018, I'm trying to paint the picture real clear, because every prophetic word is not for everybody. But I'm talking about you, Brother Mary. I'm talking about you, Sister Mary, where you are sitting right now with your head in your hands, saying, why in the world is all of this happening to me? Why have I been so ashamed and disgraced? Why have I been so betrayed? Why did I pick the worst friends ever? The Spirit of the Lord wants you to know that right now where you sit, you are sitting right in the middle of your prophetic destiny. Don't you dare think I said God did it, because some of the wickedness that happens to us, it is the wickedness in the earth that did it. It is the influence of darkness that did it. But I came to tell you the good news that God says that even if the enemy tried it, he'll wrap it around and use it for your good. I said you're sitting in the middle of a prophetic destiny. Yes, it was embarrassing to try to explain to the people at
well that I'm pregnant by the Holy Spirit. You know they talked about Mary like a dirty dog. You know they called her the harlot at the well. She wasn't, but they called her that. You know they didn't believe that she was giving birth to nothing but no Holy Spirit. If something had never happened before, how easily do you convince somebody it's about to happen through me right now? You know they talked about her. You know they called her name. But I'm telling you, that might have been their wicked hearts, because she was telling the truth. And so were you, Brother Mary, when you told them what God told you. And so were you, Sister Mary, when you told them what God told you. You said, God's going to make my name great. He's going to bring me before great men. You aren't lying. You are telling the truth. You think there's only one Steve Jobs? You think there's only one ministry of T.D. Jakes? You think there's only one Cheryl Brady? I'm not talking about the person. I'm talking about the anointing. I'm talking about the ability to change the game. I'm telling you, Brother Mary, it's you. I'm telling you, Sister Mary, it's you. And you've been found pregnant. I'm telling you, you're sitting right in the middle of your prophetic destiny. And in 2019, you're going to have had that baby. I came to reassure you, all of this has happened, that it might be fulfilled what the Lord has spoken about you through the prophets. Don't you know over in Isaiah, if God speaks something, it has to accomplish. You're sitting in the middle of an accomplishing prophecy. My God, and you are sitting in the middle of a word that God spoke. I told you that you and God are the majority. God said it is so, and I guarantee you it's so. He said, if I had not planned on making it good, I would have never said it. You are sitting in the middle of a prophetic word. You are sitting in the middle of your prophetic destiny. But you are saying, Dr. Wright, I know I'm so glad you're saying this, because I'm going to use it and encourage the sister at my church. No, God's talking to you, Brother Mary. God's talking to you, Sister Mary. He's talking to you. You're the one that's been walking around virginal, doing everything you knew to do to stay pure in heart. You don't hear the Holy Ghost tonight. I didn't say you were perfect. I said you've been doing all you know to do to stay pure in heart. You've been going to your brother and sister. You've been repenting. You've been studying. You've been reading your word. And then they come and tell you, and then somebody comes and says that you're pregnant by the Holy Spirit. And there it goes again. And you say, God, is this promise ever going to come? God, is this word ever going to manifest? But I promise you today, you've been found pregnant. That promise is going to come forth. And I'm telling you right now, it is not only within the realm of that is church. There are some in the marketplace that have begun to make kingdom marks, kingdom footprints in the marketplace, in business. In business, there shall be the king's dominion, because the systems of this world have become the systems of our God. I am telling you, Brother Mary, don't think because you're brilliant and you've been brilliant and you turned that brilliant gift back over to God that I'm not talking to you, because this pregnancy is not only relegated to that is the church, but it shall also leave the footprint of the kingdom in the marketplace. Oh, I'm telling you, the Spirit of the Lord is speaking. The marketplace will know the footprint of the kingdom. For there is a pregnant Brother Mary. There is a pregnant Sister Mary. And you're sitting right now in the middle of your prophetic destiny. Don't you dare get discouraged. Don't you dare back up. Let me tell you something. Let them talk. God has sent you a Joseph. He sent somebody, my God. He sent somebody that heard the angels. He sent somebody that was reasonable enough to be talked to when they thought you was just simply lying. He sent somebody to tell what was going on when they thought you was just talking out of your head. I'm telling you, Joseph was going to divorce her because he was upright. He was not going to embarrass her. But it says in my Bible, he was done and he was done. But then the angel came. He had enough reasonableness. He had enough soundness. He was a man of faith the means that they're going to move you. They're going to be right there. They've accepted their assignment as a supporting actor or actress. I'm telling you, God has promised. He has promised you there is a Joseph for your assignment. He has accepted his supporting role. Let me tell you something. All Joseph did was continue to be a carpenter and sell that wood so he could move Mary through the region until he got her to where the prophet said Jesus was going to be born. And I'm telling you tonight, Sister Mary, I'm telling you tonight, Brother Mary, you're sitting in the middle of your prophetic destiny. There is a promised man of God. There is a promised woman of God that has the integrity and the character. They have the faith. They have the wherewithal to bear up the shame and embarrassment of walking you through this pregnancy, because you're about to give birth to something the world has never seen. If Jesus wasn't a game changer, there has never been a game changed. And I'm telling you, you are about to give birth to a game changer. He said he was pregnant by the Holy Spirit. Don't you know the Holy Spirit don't make no junk? The Holy Spirit doesn't make anything weak. The Holy Spirit doesn't make anything ineffective. The Holy Spirit doesn't make anything that won't finish, that won't accomplish. I'm telling you, you're about to give birth. You are sitting in the middle of your prophetic destiny. Go ahead, because your promise has a 2018 due date. I'm talking directly to you. I'm talking to you, Brother Mary. Yeah, they laughed at you. They said you were a liar. They laughed at you. They said you were talking out of your head, but your promise has a 2018 due date. My Bible says in verse 18 that she was found pregnant. You've been found pregnant in 2018. You only got no more than 2018 to carry. In 2019, everybody's going to know. You're going to see the three kings coming with their gifts. You all listen to the Spirit of the Lord tonight. I'm telling you, you are sitting in the middle of your prophetic destiny. If this word is reaching you and you have got your hands up and tears are rolling down your face, then God is talking to you. Don't let anybody tell you any differently. And don't you dare go try to explain it. Can I tell you something? When I was reading chapter 1, and they said Mary was found pregnant and she was a virgin, and then they went to start talking about Joseph, you know the first thing I thought to myself, when are you going to tell me what Mary, how Mary explained that? Y'all don't understand. I'm just telling you what I got. I said, you're going to spend the whole rest of the chapter talking about Joseph? Why are you not telling me what Mary said when she went to Bethlehem Grocer, the Whole Foods of the desert, and they found out she was pregnant, claiming still to be a virgin? All because Mary didn't say one word. If she did, Matthew didn't write it. And that's what God is saying right now. Don't explain it to nobody else. Joseph already knows. My God in heaven, don't you dare explain it. Don't say nothing else. Just let them watch. Just tell them, go ahead and wait and watch, because I've been found pregnant. I am sitting in the middle of my prophetic destiny, and I may be those that have talked about, but that time is winding down, because the word that God has spoken over my life is about to accomplish, and I mean it's about to accomplish in 2018. That promised Joseph, that promised man of God, that promised woman of God, they already know. They are all the support I need. God will send some lamb and some sheep if I need any more company. But I don't need to get on the phone and explain it. I don't need to tell you how Sister Usher and Sister Green Jean said that I was lying, and she saw me over in Brother Beryl's, and that's how I got pregnant. Don't you say another word. Matthew didn't record Mary said one word. Oh, my God. And Joseph named him Jesus. She didn't have to say nothing else. All she had to do was keep being virginal. All she had to do was realize that she was being sitting in the middle of a prophetic word. All she had to do was that know that all the hosts of heaven were backing her up, because God had spoken it, and it was going to accomplish. All she had to do was lock arms with Joseph. All she had to do was find that promised person and walk her way through 2018. running this for 10 words. You've done it. You've endured it. You've held it. You've said it. You wept. You cried. You kept your mouth shut. You prayed. You fasted. You worshiped. You wiped. You sweat. Oh, yes, you did. You did it and didn't say one word. They talked about you. They said you was a flunk into the past. You nothing but kissing butt. Oh, but you did not say one word. And I'm telling you right now, God has got a Joseph for you that he's already spoken. Anything else you need in 2018, Joseph is prepared. Joseph is prepared with the integrity, the inner structure to grab your hand and move you through. Joseph didn't say anything else to Mary about. He accepted his assignment as a supporting actor. He grabbed her hand and walked her through to the birth of the Savior. Let me tell you, I'm telling you right now, there are some people of God that are listening to me. You're sitting right in the middle. Let me tell you, I'm going to read it right off the Bible. It says, all this took place that it might be fulfilled which the Lord has spoken through the prophet. You are sitting right in the middle of your prophetic destiny. I'm telling you what you're doing. All of that happened to you was that it might be fulfilled. You're saying, yeah, but you don't understand, Dr. Wright. You don't understand. I was raped and molested. I didn't say God did it. I said just sitting in the middle of your prophetic destiny. Don't you dare think that God can't take something horrible and make a worldwide life-changing ministry out of it. God will put a word in your mouth. He'll bring you from what somebody thinks is the backside of the desert, because all of that happened that it might be fulfilled. You are sitting in the middle of your prophetic destiny, Brother Mary. You are sitting in the middle of your prophetic destiny. Oh, my God, I'm telling you. You are sitting right there because it's going to be fulfilled. You are the Mary the scripture's talking about, that it might be fulfilled what the Lord has spoken through the prophets. I'm telling you, if God speaks a word concerning you, it's not going to return until it accomplishes. Go ahead. Hold your head up. God's got a promise, Joseph. God's got a promise, Joseph, for you, Mary. God's got a promise, Joseph, for you. One that the angels have spoke to. He even knows what to call it. He's ready to take his role as the supporting actor. He's going to move you through chapter one. He's going to move you through the threat of the kings. He's going to move you through so that they don't kill your baby. He's going to move you through to the manger where it needs to be born. Joseph is already promised. Don't look for him. Don't seek for him. Don't ask for him. Don't Match.com him. Don't none of these social media hook up Match sites. No. We're talking about something that's going to change the game. This can't be put in the hands of somebody with a good profile picture. Don't you dare e-harmonize him. Just wait, because God promised him he's going to come up and grab your hand. The scripture says, Joseph, don't be afraid to take Mary as your wife. I'm telling you, your promise, Joseph, is not afraid. He's not afraid of these last few things you need to walk through. He's not afraid of these last verses. He's not afraid of the threat. He's not afraid. He's willing to lend his wisdom and his resources. She's willing to lend her experience and her nurturing. They're willing to lend their resources and their experience. They're going to come and they're going to know what to call it. They're going to know that you're pregnant with destiny. They're going to know the purpose of your baby. Don't you hook up with just anybody. Not when you're sitting in the middle of a prophetic destiny. Not after you've done everything you could to be virginal. Not after you kept your mouth shut. Not after you suffered in silence. Not after you kept your mouth and let them talk about you. Not after you humbled yourself. Not after you were said to be wrong when you were right. Don't you dare just hook up with anybody. The only one that can help you through this right now is Joseph. Joseph is the one that the angel came to. Joseph didn't go to the King Herod. Joseph didn't go to any of the other shepherds. Joseph didn't go and start talking to the angel. The angel didn't go and start talking to the other shepherds. The angel didn't go and start talking to anybody but the promise. Let the promise Joseph. The scripture scripture says, and Mary was promised to him. There is somebody whose integrity has been cured. Oh, my God. Their integrity has been cured through experience. They're man enough. They're woman enough to usher you through to this game changing, life exploding, prophetic destiny. Be careful. Be careful. I didn't say Harry wasn't going to try. I said Joseph is man enough to move you through. I didn't say there wouldn't be any threats. I said, but Joseph was man enough to move you through. You've got to hook up with Joseph, Brother Mary. You've got to hook up with the proverbial Joseph. You've got to hook up with the one that's been promised, the one that the angel came and spoke to, the one that all of this is happening, and they are understanding the prophetic. Do you know that Joseph understood prophetic language? You all, please let me tell you. Joseph, he said the angel told Joseph that he was to usher Mary through her prophetic destiny, and he did not come back with some philosophy of men talking about prophets in the Old Testament. So I'm going to go ahead with what I originally thought, and I got to check with the deacons at the church, and I got to wait to the next board meeting and see if they okay with what the Lord spoke through the prophets. No, no, no. Joseph understood the prophetic. He understood that the Lord had spoken it, that the prophets of old had pointed to what was in his fiancée's belly. Wait on the promised one. Wait on that promised person, that one that knows that you're pregnant with something, that the Holy Spirit inseminated in you, that the Holy Spirit put in your belly. Wait. Wait, I say, on the Lord. Wait on, because you have been found pregnant. I'm telling you, your promise has a 2018 due date. You will not be pregnant in 2019, but you've got to partner with the one that God has promised. All of the shame, all of the embarrassment. See, we can read right through, but let me tell you something. When you're the first one to do anything, shame and embarrassment comes with it. Oh, shame and embarrassment comes if you're the first one. If you're the first one to, if you're the first one to love God, if you're the first one to grab faith, if you're the first one to say, I know what God said, and before I take it back, I'll add more to it. There's going to be some shame. There's going to be some embarrassment. But I'm telling you, God's got to promise Joseph. He's man enough. He's a woman enough. Their integrity has been cured. God called them just and upright. They are ready to take on the assignment and walk you through to something that's inside of you, inseminated by the Holy Spirit. Oh, yes, they are. You're in the middle of your prophetic destiny, man of God. You're in the middle of your prophetic destiny, woman of God. Go ahead, let them talk. They won't be talking long. Go ahead, let them snicker. It's not going to be, he who laughs last. That's not in the Bible, but I'm just telling you, go ahead and let them. Go ahead and let them say what they're going to say, because you're sitting in the middle of your prophetic destiny, and all of that has happened. All of that. I don't want you to think just the good stuff, and just when you were amazing and wonderful. I'm talking about those failures that drove you to your knees. When you disappointed your disappointment, and you said, God, how could I have? All of this has happened. All of it. All of it that makes you think, God, I'm so undeserving. He wanted you to know you were undeserving. It is only by his grace that he blessed you. All of this has happened, that it might be fulfilled what the Lord has spoken through the prophet concerning you. Oh, square your shoulders. Square your shoulders. Square your shoulders, woman of God. Square your shoulders, man of God. All of it has happened. All of it. All of the good, the bad, the ugly. All of it. What you did, what they did to you, all of it. All of it. All of it. He said all of it. All of this has happened, that it might be fulfilled what the Lord has spoken through the prophets concerning you. Rejoice in your prophetic destiny, for you have been found pregnant by the Holy Spirit, and you are about to give birth to something that's going to change the game. Listen, only thing we can do right now is yield our hearts and surrender and say, God, I thank you right now. I know you're talking to me. I know that's me. I was sitting here saying, God, how can this get any worse? How am I going to go and tell them I'm pregnant by the Holy Spirit and I'm a virgin? How is that don't even make sense to me? But God said, all of it happened. Hallelujah. That you might bear up under that God has spoken. So don't you know to whom much is given, much is required. Don't you know to whom much is given, much is required. Keep your mouth shut, Brother Mary. Keep your mouth shut, Sister Mary. I'm telling you. Oh, my God, the promise is going to speak for itself. Praise the name of Jesus. We just thank God for those of us that have received the word of the Lord, for those of us that are ready to yield our hearts, for those of us that were sitting, shaking our heads, saying, how in the world is this part of the promise? But we've just been encouraged that we are in the middle of our prophetic destiny. We're sitting in the middle of that God has spoken over us. All of this is happening that it might be fulfilled what was spoken through the prophets. Just encourage yourself. God's not a man that he should lie. Not the son of man that he should repent. If he had not said it about you, if he had not planned to make it good about you, he would have never said it. God's not a liar. God's not once he speaks it, it becomes truth. Everything he said about you, it accomplishes. Before it's able to come back to him, it must accomplish. Let me tell you something. Go ahead and best. All you need to do is feast on the word. Nourish that thing that's in you. Nourish your baby. Feast on the word. Go ahead to the whole foods. Eat the meat of the word. Eat those difficult things through this pregnancy. Let your pregnancy just swim around. Let that thing continue to be bathed and saturated in that is the true word of God. Get into worship that takes you straight into the presence of the Lord. Oh, and nurture and continue to cultivate that thing that the Holy Spirit inseminated in you, because you've been found pregnant. The only reason you are in this last round of that seems to be embarrassing and shameful is because you are on the verge of your prophetic destiny. You've been found to be pregnant. And you know the thing about pregnancy, you can't be a little pregnant. You have been found to be pregnant. And we just know that God is so excited about what he has entrusted you with. We are beyond those places. Hallelujah. We are beyond those places. We're beyond that. We're beyond that. We're encouraged and we're ready. We've got our arms up, God. We've got our hands lifted before you. We are ready like never before to give birth to something that the earth has never seen. We just thank you, God, that you have received our hearts through all the things we've been through, all of this. Thank you that you have nurtured and cared for us through all of this. The scripture says all this took place. Through all that took place, God, we're so grateful and so honored. Through all that took place, we're so grateful that you have still chosen us. Through all that took place, we are so grateful that we are on the verge of our prophetic destiny. Through all that took place, we are so in love with you. We never loved you like we loved you before. Through all that took place, we surrender the surrender that you require. Through all that took place, through all that took place, we understand like we never understood before. We're just sitting in the middle of our prophetic destiny. And for that, Father, we all give you the glory, the honor, and the praise. In Jesus' name. Woman of God, it's back to you.
Thank you so. Oh, my God. I have been blessed with this word on tonight. I told you all that the woman of God was going to come in and give you the word and give it to you where you can see it for yourself. And now all you need to know is Facebook didn't come up with it first about a complicated relationship. They didn't come up with it first. And on top of that, we were taught on tonight that we better wait on our promised person, whether we waiting on a sister Mary or a brother Mary. But we better wait on our promised person because we are not afraid to be found out that we're pregnant. That's what it said in verse 18 in the first chapter of Matthew, that Mary was found pregnant with a child, but it's coming from the Holy Spirit. I just want you to know, Dr. Wright, you have blessed me on tonight. I know that I'm waiting on my promise. I'm waiting on my brother Wright, the Mary Wright. That's what I'm going to say it, is Mary Wright. Dr. Wright said Mary coming, so I'm waiting on the right one. And it's going to be brother Mary Wright. So I'm going to ask Minister Brandon Kaiser if he will open the lines for anyone and everyone that would like to speak into the woman of God's life on tonight that has blessed us with this word of God from Matthew 1, verse 17 on down. Oh, my God, I'm just so blessed with the word on tonight. Minister Brandon, are the lines open?
Amen. I thank God. I thank God. I thank God. Wow. That was like, you know, you have the six course meals, the 12 course meals. You have those meals that just have so many servings and so many, just so much good food being served. And the chef prepared it just right so that everybody enjoyed the meal. And so I thank God because the meal that was served on tonight, whether it was dessert, whether it was an entree, whether it was a whatever part of the meal, it was just so good. I mean, I thank God for you, Dr. Wright, talking to us and encouraging us because, like you said, so many times, things will be going on while you're pregnant, and it just seems like you don't understand. Like I said, they could be lying on you. They could be talking about you, but you just got to stay focused. You got to wait for that person that's been assigned to walk with you through your destiny. So many people think that they're assigned to you, but you really got to stay prayerful because a lot of people aren't your Joseph. They may, in fact, be that distraction or that enemy that wants to abort or cause an abortion of the birth of what God is doing through you. So thank you. I needed that word. I thank God for everything that you said because it was on point. It was rhema. I would encourage everyone to go back and listen to this message over and over again. I mean, if you just want to listen to the first few minutes of it and meditate on it and pray about it and seek God and then, you know, do it in phases, do it in parts because there was so much. I mean, really, I am serious. There was so much soul food. So you don't want to miss out on everything that God served up on tonight. So God bless you and thank you so much.
Yes, thank you so much, Apostle-elect Cecilia Kaiser. Is there anyone else that would like to speak into the woman of God's life tonight and encourage you words? Because tonight's message was very, very powerful and very helpful. The lines are open. Just speak up, please. Okay, what? Dr. Wright, I was able to go and catch you on Facebook Live ministering the word, and I shared it, and I see that a couple of people were on. I would like to say thank you, Carly Shearings and Debbie Scott and Mary Wright and Apostle-elect Cecilia for tuning in on tonight, listening, And just would like to say, we're here every Monday. So don't forget, every Monday night at 8 p.m. Central Standard Time, 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. So at this time, if we don't have anyone else that's going to speak to the woman of God's life, I'm going to just say again, woman of God, tonight you were on point. You were definitely on point. Thank you for breaking it down like that, because I've never thought of it or seen it like that. I thank you for that powerful word. I'm going to finish giving a couple of little announcements we have, and I will ask the woman of God to pray us out. I just want to say thank you again for coming in on this Monday night service, listening to what the woman of God, Dr. Serena Wright, had to say on tonight. We will be back with you next Monday, 8 p.m. Central Standard Time, 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Hopefully we will be Facebooking live again. Don't forget to call in every Friday from 9 p.m. Central Standard Time, 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, to hear our own Elder Kathy Kendall with her program, which is God Still Heals. And then on every Sunday morning at 7 a.m. Central Standard Time, 8 a.m. Eastern Standard Time, you have Apostle-elect Cecilia Kaiser with Minister Brandon Kaiser and Minister Sheila Kaiser with Let's Talk. You can listen to their program, and then you can tune in to Facebook Live with Apostle Sandra Thomas with her ministry on Sunday mornings. She will be live on Facebook. So I would like to say, once you go into do the prayer with Apostle-elect, then you can hear Apostle Sandra Thomas. So, Dr. Wright, is there something you want to give us, another little cheat plug, or you would like to just pray us out before we end this program?
Thank you so much, woman of God. A couple of things that I wanted to announce that are going on. I also shared them on my Facebook page, but on February 26th, 2018, at 4 o'clock p.m., we are having Let the Healing Flow, a service with Pastor Earl Davidson and Apostle Sandra Thomas. That's February 25th, 2018, at 4 o'clock p.m., where miracles, signs, and wonders following. February 25th. I am telling you, we have this will be the third service that this man of God will have. Let the Healing Flow. He operates in a very strong healing anointing with miracles and signs following. I'm not talking about anything where he is just talking, but where healing has come forth as part of his ministry. And so he will be, again, a great friend of the ministry, especially of Apostle Sandra Thomas. He will be with us on February 25th, 2018, at 4 o'clock p.m. at 4244 West Madison Street in Chicago. And again, that's February 25th, 2018, at 4 o'clock p.m. Let the Healing Flow. It's an amazing healing. If you are sick, if there is any infirmity, emotionally unhealthy, financially unhealthy, physically unhealthy, we have to understand the fullness of the word healing and come out and let this man and be blessed by what God has given this man of God. And then, drum roll, Apostle Thomas's birthday celebration.
Amen.
Thomas's birthday celebration. Promises are true. March 3rd, 2018, at 5:30 p.m. Oh, 5150 West North Avenue in Chicago, where we're going to be at the Ruach. I'm sorry. We're going to be at the Ruach Covenant Church International, where the pastor is Apostle Daryl O'Neill. 6150 West North Avenue in Chicago. This is going to be on March 3rd. 2018 at 5:30 p.m. Let me tell you, I mean, on Facebook,
It says, please place it on your calendar. This is what I'm going to say. Do yourself a favor. Block off that day, the day before and the day after, just in case. You need to be there. I guarantee you, you do not want to miss the birthday celebration of Apostle Sandra Thomas on March 3rd, 2018, 5:30 p.m. at Ruach International. The host pastor is Apostle Daryl O'Neill at 6150 West North Avenue in Chicago. That's all I have, woman of God.
Yes.
Did you want me to pray?
Yes, ma'am, please.
Father God, in Jesus' name, we thank you. We thank you for being who you are. We thank you, God. We praise you and we glorify you. Thank you for sending the comforter to comfort us in what we perceived as distressing, embarrassing, shameful, wearying, tiring, yes, and totally unable to explain. Let us know that we are in the middle of our prophetic destiny. We will wait on those that you have promised to come and bring us to the full manifestation of the promise. For your word is true. We thank you for your integrity, that when heaven and earth pass away, your word will still stand. We love you. We celebrate you. And we wait on you in Jesus' name. Amen. And good night.
Amen. Don't forget our foundational scripture, which is Matthew 6:33. But seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. You all be blessed. Thank you for tuning in. Thank you for standing over, going past the 9 o'clock time. But we want to just say we love you with the love of the Lord, and there's nothing you can do about it. Hold this ministry up in prayer. Keep all of our elders, all of our leaders, all of the men and women of God, and everyone in yourself and your family, keep them in prayer. Don't give up on us, because we won't give up on you. In Jesus' name we say good night. Amen.